With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Julie Walker reports now on the latest in the California wildfires.
Some Los Angeles area residents return to their still smoldering neighborhoods, even as the threat of new fires persists. U.S. Olympian Gary Hall Jr. left his 10 medals as he fled the fires.
What was more important to me, the Olympic medals are my dog. I guess my dog means more to me.
Meanwhile, San Bernardino Fire Captain Derek Blankard says they encountered dry hydrants.
Especially in the first 2 days, it was incredible. I mean, you come up into a neighborhood that's literally ablaze, and we're stuck with a fire engine that has 500 gallons on it because this local system doesn't have any in it.
Audio courtesy Sky, the governor calling for an investigation of water resources. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, while the nation focuses on Southern California, another issue in the east and parts of the south as well, continued snow and ice gripping that region, very hazardous driving conditions, and in some cases, very cold temperatures. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the new GOP-controlled Senate will hit the ground running next week with confirmation hearings for Trump nominees.
He has to have his hearing at Armed Services. I'll be chairing the hearing for John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard at the Intelligence Committee. All of my counterparts are chairing hearings as well. I think we're up to 17 hearings next week.
And more on the weather situation on the East Coast. Now, the game between the Houston Rockets and Atlanta Hawks today has been postponed. The NBA making that decision, saying to prioritize the safety of the players, the many fans, as well as staff members. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India sending a letter.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis naming Cardinal Robert McElroy of San Diego the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He's tapping one of the more liberal allies to head the Catholic Church in the Capitol. McElroy harshly criticizing the campaign by some U.S. bishops to exclude Catholic politicians who support abortion from receiving communion. This is SRN News. The administrator of the Panama Canal says the vital waterway will remain in Panamanian hands and open to commerce from all countries, rejecting claims by Donald Trump the U.S. should take it over.
Duarte Vasquez denied Trump's claim that China was controlling the canal's operations and said making exceptions to current rules concerning its operation would lead to chaos. He said Chinese companies operating in the ports on either end of the canal were part of a Hong Kong consortium that won a bidding process in 1997. He added that U.S. and Taiwanese companies are operating other ports along the canal as well. Trump has gone so far as to suggest that the U.S. should take back control of the canal, and he would not rule out using military power to do so. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Animal lovers in California scrambling to get their beloved companions out of the way of the fire. Shelters have been inundated with dogs, cats, birds, one turtle, and a pet snake. More details at SRNnews.com.